The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah. Welcome to the greatest show on the entire planet Earth and beyond. And old Elon about to find out that it's going to be the best show on country of Mars too.
We got to be the first to record on Mars.
Yeah, it won't be long. Oh, Elon will have us in Mars.
Yeah. No, it won't.
Mm-mm.
It really won't.
Can we copyright radio on Mars so nobody else can do it?
I bet Elon's already done all that. He's just going. I mean, he'll own Mars, right? If he gets the first people there and figures out how to live there,
yeah,
he'll probably be the main landlord.
Probably. He's going to do bigger things. I mean, he just launched what do they call it? A super PAC? What do they call that? He just launched a political action committee. A PAC.
Yeah. A super PAC or just a full on, I'm going to fund the rest of Trump's campaign.
It might be that. Yeah. It might be that.
Super PAC.
He's a busy guy.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those terms.
I'm scared he's going to run out of money, though. He's like spending all kind. He lost so much money on X when he bought it.
Yeah.
He took a big hit on that. Now he's out there, you know, nickel and diming this space program thing he's got. Just having to put that thing up in the air to catch the, what do you call them?
The booster.
Yeah, the boosters for those rockets and all, because he can't waste them.
Yeah.
He's having to recycle them, so he must be out of money.
Oh.
He's doing it on a shoestring budget.
You know, them robots is expensive to make, too.
So. Oh, yeah, he's making robots and everything else.
He's doing it all, man.
Whew. And robots is going to break up a lot of marriages, you watch.
I know. That's the conversation people aren't ready to have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to have to happen.
But, you know, we've been saying it for a long time since they came up with those real doll things.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I've got a great real doll story if you want to hear it next.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Let's do that. So we'll take a break, and then we'll hear about Riggins' sex doll.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Mm. Okay, so Riggins was telling us he got a new sex doll.
It's not what I said.
Oh. So you still use the same old one?
Well, I guess I did say I have a new sex doll, but it was a new sex doll story, so not quite the same thing. Hmm. Although I'm not opposed to it. Yeah. If one happened to land on my doorstep new,
right?
Not going to deny the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Just at least check it out. Wouldn't you be naturally curious if a real doll showed up and it was in a box?
And then I would want to go do it with the doll?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. But just, yeah, I look at it and inspect it and all that, see how it is. Yeah. Yeah, I would.
I want to see what the skin
and my
feels
wife
like.
Would too. She would say, "This is gross. Look at the." And, but she'd be all into trying to figure it out and everything.
Absolutely. So there's a great story out. Remember the Olympian? She's from Paraguay. She's really pretty. Her name is Luana Alonso. Luana Alonso. I think she's 23 or 24. She got kicked out of the Olympics this year because they say she created an unsettling environment in the Olympic Village or something along those mm-hmm. lines. They were very coy and very sort of noncommittal about what they said about her, but she got kicked out and she's super hot.
Yeah.
So she starts doing this stuff on OnlyFans and she's making many, many thousands of dollars a month. Well, the people from Real Doll have contacted her and saying, we're going to give you 20% of all the profits made on this real doll that we made of you without your permission. I guess mm-hmm. you can do that. If you're a public figure, you can make these things. I don't know. But they don't just sell real dolls. They also sell just the feet.
Oh, God. What? Like fake feet?
Fake feet. And they sell for, wait for it, $3,500 a pair. They're going to give her 20% of all the sales. You can get 1 foot for just $2,000, but the pair comes for $3,500, which means there are people out there paying $2,000 for a real doll foot modeled after somebody they like. The offer includes an option for her to autograph the fake feet for an additional $500. Now, I don't know why you would want that as a purchaser of...
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't wrap my head around that.
Maybe they look at it as a tattoo.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get to use it, but also it's got the badge from the creator.
So they buy the $2,000 one. Look, yeah. I can't afford the $3,500 yet. I'm just going to get one for now.
Yeah.
I'll finish it out next.
So how much would the whole doll be, I wonder?
I suspected about 10 grand, but if the feet are just $3,500, I'm thinking the body's got to be way more expensive than that.
Now, how do you get the bank to loan you money for that?
Yeah.
How are you going to pay notes on it?
That's tough. In the letter, they said, now, while you may not have an Olympic medal hanging around your neck, I think we can all agree those feet of yours deserve a podium of their own. They've got that rare combination of grace, strength, and undeniable cuteness. Talk about feet that know how to make a splash.
Oh, my gosh.
Swimming. Yeah, that's what she
has. Yeah, she got kicked out for creating an inappropriate atmosphere. She now sells content $35 a month on OnlyFans. Yes. But would you be opposed to it if you're already doing OnlyFans? If this company wants to sell models of your feet and you get 20%?
No. Well, I mean, if you've already taken the step to do things, you know, on OnlyFans for people to see everything you've got and watch you doing sex things and everything, you might as well.
What do you care?
I think the doll part is tame compared to what you're doing on OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's a model of you.
That's found money right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, again, $3,500 a pair. And here's what the feet look like. I can show you what they actually look like. I mean, they look real. I'll give them that. But, I mean, they're just feet. So you got to wonder, like, what are they doing with the feet? I mean, you know.
But, I mean, do foot freaks think, like, do they want amputated feet? Because that's what that looks like. It looks like the feet that have been amputated.
Right at the ankle.
Yeah.
Do the dolls come with the feet or are they sold separate?
I don't know.
Hmm. If you got some assembly required, you got to put the feet on it.
I don't know.
Look, we're giving you the doll, but you got to buy the feet for it, okay?
That's not very real. They should include the feet.
I think they do on the doll. They would have to, right?
I would think
so. Because that's why the doll's $10,000 is getting all of it.
Yeah.
All the stuff. How much does it weigh?
That's a good question.
Like, how much is the poor FedEx driver having to lift to get that thing to somebody's doorstep?
Yeah.
I hate that.
I'm jealous of the person that's got $3,500 to blow on a pair of feet. If you got that kind of, you know.
Or it's somebody who doesn't really have that to spend, and they're just like, I got to have it.
Yeah, man.
That is, that's a sick person.
Yeah.
Very sick.
Do they accept monthly payments on those feet?
I'm sure you can probably work out some financing, but
I mean, my bank's right across the street. You see me going in there for a loan. It's like, so, I mean, what is this? Is this a home improvement loan? Or what? Oh, it's going to improve my home. Yeah. So I guess you could say it is. It's a very, very personal loan.
Yeah.
and do you haggle like with the person on the price and go, hey, you know what? If we could get my payments down to, you know, $40 a month,
that's right.
$40 a month, I would do it. But let me go talk to my manager. see what we can do. And do they have, do they make the dolls as you request them or do they have a bunch in stock?
I think they can do either. I think they can do customized dolls, but also they've got just ones on the shelf.
Okay, well, then they have clearance sales and stuff. Is there a real doll outlet that gets last year's model? You know, and you can buy them cheaper.
No one bought this Laura Dern real doll. I'm like, of course.
It's half right.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.